The Bush administration is stepping up pressure on Syria to get out of Lebanon. Syria has already withdrawn almost all of its forces, but in an interview on Lebanese television this week, President Bush said Syria must get out completely, removing not just its military, but its intelligence services as well. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Damascus, Syrians are responding by rallying around their young president.
It's a slow day at the Souk El Tanabal. This street of fruit and vegetable stands is known as the lazy market because the produce is already peeled and ready to eat. This kind of fast food, quick shopping was popular with the Lebanese who crossed the border on weekends for Syria's low prices. But now the Lebanese are staying home, another price of the current crisis. Shop owner Ahmed Shahouri says with a shrug, it's nothing, just a summer storm. The Lebanese, he insists, love Syria.
Now you wait and see. They will come back and ask for help from the Syrians.
A common reaction, says Josh Landis, an American professor living in Damascus. He says in private, Syrians admit the forced withdrawal from Lebanon is a disaster, but they don't blame Syria's leader, 39-year-old Bashar al-Assad.
This has shook Syria, there's no doubt about it. It's a diminishment of Syria's position in the region. Nobody knows what it's going to bring economically. On the other hand, Syrians still blame this on the West.
In the past, the West meant just the United States. In 2004, the Bush administration imposed limited economic sanctions on Syria, charging that it harbors terrorists and supports insurgents fighting U.S. troops in neighboring Iraq. But in the crisis that followed the February assassination of the former Lebanese Prime Minister, Rafiq al-Hariri, the United Nations, Europe, and even Syria's once loyal Arab allies called on Syria to get out of Lebanon. Damascus is on the defensive, says Syrian human rights activist Ammar Abdelhamid.
This regime has managed to achieve the impossible. It united everybody against it. Many people would say that this kind of situation was unlikely just a year ago. It's there now. It's a reality.
How does President Assad maneuver out of the toughest squeeze in his 5 years in office? He seems to be pursuing a number of strategies. He is reinforcing ties to an old American enemy, Iran. At home, he's promised a crash reform project, dramatic changes in the economy, more political freedoms. The details are to be released at a Congress of the ruling Ba'ath Party in June. The Syrian national anthem is played in a Damascus ballroom. It's the opening of a program to encourage young Syrian entrepreneurs. Syria needs creative thinkers with new ideas to save an economy in deep trouble, say economists here. A bloated bureaucracy stifles job creation. Unemployment is especially high among the rest of young. In the next few years, Syria's oil reserves will no longer meet the needs of the country. That is a lethal combination, says economist Nabil Sukar. He hopes for dramatic economic reforms in June.
The threats to the economy have increased tremendously. That people are realizing this. So there is a consensus that something deep has to happen in this party Congress this year.
It is the talk of Damascus, June, the party Congress. The government has already made a few gestures towards change. Some political prisoners have been released. Two well-known exiles, once considered criminal agents, have been allowed to return. Syrian human rights organizations have not been harassed for issuing reports. It's a start, says Syrian journalist Sami Mubayad.
I don't know if it's the last chance. It's a golden opportunity, and everybody's betting on June.
No, not everyone is making that bet.
Time for another great disappointment, basically, for a lot of people.
Human rights activist Ammar Abdelhamid runs a website from this office. He says he and his small staff may have more freedom to operate, but the government will not register this organization and can crack down at any time. Abdelhamid says after 40 years in power, the Ba'ath Party cannot change. President Assad, he adds, is a product of that system.
You cannot pull a rabbit out of the hat. First of all, he's not a magician, and the rabbit is long dead. It's a hopeless situation.
But when Syrians look across the border with Iraq and Lebanon, they see change that can lead to chaos. For many Syrians, safety and stability may be more important than increased freedoms. But will that satisfy the U.S. and the rest of the international community? Deborah Amos, NPR News.